Good morning. Are you all well? It's lovely to see you. Just a few notices before we begin. A reminder that our confirmation service is on the 4th of December and it's going to be here, which is unusual, isn't it? So if you would like to be confirmed, please come and talk to me and I'll explain more about it, but that's going to be on 4th of December. If you'd like to help with the church a little bit more, we're after some greeters at 11 o'clock. So if you, do you know how to smile? Looking around, maybe not. But so if you can smile, then have a chat with me. Okay. And the shoebox appeal for this year. If you'd like to make a shoebox up for a child in another country, please take one of the shoeboxes and one of the leaflets. We need those back by the 17th of November. Okay, Judith is saying if you're free that week to help collect the boxes, please let her know. Also, Trixie is waving her arm. Do you all know who Trixie is?
No.
Her husband is living in Bliss at the moment. She's lost her voice. But she has got tickets for the Advent concert. So if you'd like a ticket, please speak to Trixie after the service. Alan, would you stand, please? So as some of you know, Alan was made a deacon last Sunday. Does he look a bit different today? Does he look a little bit weirder than he did before?
If that's possible.
If that's possible. I need to read out some words. Got some big words in here, so I'll do my best. Yeah, I know. The Church of England is part of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, worshipping the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It professes the faith uniquely revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic creeds, which faith the Church is called upon to proclaim afresh in each generation. Led by the Holy Spirit, it has borne witness to Christian truth in its historic formularies, the 39 Articles of Religion, the Book of Common Prayer, and the ordering of bishops, priests, and deacons. In the declaration you are about to make, you will affirm your loyalty to this inheritance of faith as your inspiration and guidance under God in bringing the grace and truth of Christ to this generation and making him known to those in your care.
I, Alan John Walker, accordingly declare my belief in the faith which is revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic creeds, and to which the historic formularies of the Church of England bear witness. And in public prayer and administration of the sacraments, I will use only the forms of service which are authorised or allowed by canon. This declaration was made and subscribed before Michael, by divine permission, Birmingham, Bishop of Birmingham, on being licensed to perform the office of Assistant Curate in the benefice of Water Orton, St. Peter and St. Paul, within the diocese and jurisdiction of the Bishop of Birmingham on the 6th day of October 2024.
Father, we thank you for Alan. We thank you for your calling upon his life. We thank you that he has declared this today, Lord. And we pray that nothing of the world or Satan would take him up away from this. We pray you bless his ministry, Lord. May he bring you much glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Are you leading today, Alan?
I am indeed. Thank you very much. And can I just firstly say thank you for the prayers and support I've had over the last few weeks coming up to this point. Thank you for those who were able to make it last Sunday. It was a real pleasure and privilege to be there. It was a wonderful service. And I'm really excited to see what God has in store for us all as we travel together in this journey. So thank you for that. Before going on, I understand, and he may already have told most of you, if you've walked through the door of this church, that it might have been someone's birthday yesterday. Who was that? Was it your birthday yesterday, Micah?
Yeah, it was.
How old are you?
Five.
Oh, say that a bit louder.
Five.
So I think we really ought to sing something to him, shouldn't we?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Micah. Happy birthday to you.
Let's have now we come to a time of prayer. Let us pray. Dear Lord and Father, thank you that you promise us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Lord, we welcome you amongst us today and celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance, and open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen. And our welcoming prayer. Lord Jesus, by your grace we gather here to worship and glorify you. Give us wisdom, courage, and love to welcome the new person into this place, so that they too can meet with you and know your redeeming love. Amen. Please stand, if you're able, for our opening song.
Okay, so this is praise. So you know what I'm going to say. I really like it if you get involved in it. And when we get to the praise bit, let's praise God together. Now, it's a special song today for George, because it's George's favourite song. So I think George even might come up and dance, might now. Who knows? Come on, George.
Yeah.
We just want to thank you for the freedom we have to praise you. Oh Lord, we want to thank you now for our young people, for the freedom they have to learn more of you. Oh Lord, be with them this morning as they go and do learn more of you. Be with their leaders. Oh Lord, may the Holy Spirit fill where they are so that they may grow closer to you and know of your love for them. Amen. Amen. Go and have a great time, kids. Come to a time of confession. So let us just quieten our hearts and our minds. God of healing, God of wholeness, we bring our brokenness, our sinfulness, our fears and despair, and lay them at your feet. God of healing, God of wholeness, we hold out hearts and hands, minds and souls to feel your touch and know the peace that only you can bring. God of healing, God of wholeness, this precious moment in your presence and power, grant us faith and confidence that here broken lives are made whole. Amen. So let us now declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ as we say together, Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. We come now to a series of three worship songs. Please feel free to stand or sit as you feel comfortable as we worship the Lord together.
Yeah.
thank you that your love is unfailing. We can trust in you in each and every situation, wherever we're at. We know that you will be with us and your love will surround us. Amen.
Amen.
Please sit for our reading.
The reading this morning is taken from Hebrews chapter 4, beginning to read at verse 11. Let us then do our best to receive that rest, so that no one of us will fail as they did because of their lack of faith. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together. It judges the desires and thoughts of the hearts. There is nothing that can be hidden from God. Everything in all creation is exposed and lies open before his eyes. And it is to him that we must all give an account of ourselves. Let us then hold firmly to the faith we profess, for we have a great high priest who has gone into the very presence of God, Jesus, the Son of God. Our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy for our weaknesses. On the contrary, we have a high priest who was tempted in every way that we are, but did not sin. Let us have confidence then and approach God's throne where there is grace. There we will receive mercy and find grace to help us just when we need it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Did you know in Scripture it tells us how Jesus likes his tea? He brews it. I think one or two of you were slightly worried I was going to commit heresy then, weren't you? Yeah. Let me say a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the word and we do pray you illuminate it now to our hearts and minds. Father, I pray you bless me, Lord, to speak well for your glory. Amen. So in the reading we have, we hear about the word of God, which got me thinking about the word of Paul. Not the Apostle Paul, but your vicar. So everything I've ever said, emailed, is my word, isn't it, if you like? Which got me thinking about a time when I was doing my A-levels and we had to write an essay explaining what art is. And I had a light bulb moment. And I'm not the kind of guy to use 100 words if 10 words will suffice. So I wrote this essay, or should I say paragraph, or should I say a couple of sentences? Because I thought, well, I've nailed this essay, so don't waste your time. Don't waste hers either. So I reasoned that art is in the eye of the beholder, and it's anything that takes time to prepare. So I wrote it down. She, when she marked it, she put Whatever this is, it's not a piece of art. So my literary career was over at a very young point. Anyway, let's turn to some impressive words now, as laid out in Hebrews. I'm just going to take you through each verse, and then I'll share some thoughts at the end. The word of God can be considered anything that God utters. And of course, we can't help but to think about Jesus Christ, can we? The word made flesh. But also, we have our Bibles, which have the recorded sayings of Jesus Christ. But I actually believe that all of Scripture is the word of God. You know, what does Paul say in his letter to Timothy? All Scripture is inspired by God. All Scripture is breathed by God. And it's alive and active today. Some of you know that, don't you? Have you not read Scripture and it's convicted you of sin? Or something like that? Or spoken deep into your soul? It's live and active today. And then we have verse 13. Having said something about the activity of the Word, he now says something about the activity of God. They both expose, they both reveal, they both judge a person's thoughts. It's quite a scary verse, actually, isn't it? If you think about it. Nothing can be hidden from God. We have the thought of bare all nakedness before God. On the one hand, and then on the other hand, we've got to give an account to this guy. It's quite sobering, isn't it? He who knows everything, sees everything, you have got to give an account to him. If that isn't motivation for obedience. And then we've got, this is some good news here. We need this good news, don't we, having said what I've just said. A priest is someone who mediates between us and God. In the Old Testament, the priest would offer sacrifices for your sins and my sins. But then Jesus offers himself for the sins of the whole world, my sins. He is therefore known as the great high priest who has passed through the heavens on the day of ascension and sits at the right-hand side of the Father. We have every reason, don't we, to hold firmly to the faith we have in Jesus Christ. Verse 15. And this Jesus Christ, our great high priest, knows how it feels when you are tempted by sin. He empathizes with you. He knows what it's like to struggle. And yet, he did it without sinning. Amazing, isn't it? And then the last verse says, because of Jesus Christ, we can approach the throne of God, not in fear, but with confidence because of what Jesus has done for us. And as we approach the throne of God, we know grace and mercy. As I reflected on this passage of Scripture, it reminded me of two fundamental things we should be doing as Christians. Things I believe we should be doing every single day, possibly every hour, but certainly every day. Do you know what I'm talking about? We should be praying and reading our Bibles. That's core, isn't it? That's core to our relationship to God, who loves us and delights in us. That's core. So prayer. When we pray, when I pray, I approach the throne of God. I approach God, a God who loves me, delights in me, and actively listens. And not only that, He does something about it. It's amazing. I was reminded in preparing for today of an experience I had about 20 years ago. I was in such a state of anguish, so worked up. And I rang up a friend of mine, still in touch, very spiritual lady. And I rang her up and she prayed for me. And within a couple of seconds, all those feelings dissipated. And I knew the peace of God. Amazing, isn't it? God's grace and mercy for us. I asked them, my home group, for their reflections, recent reflections. And one of them was saying he was walking in Sutton Park and he saw this man drop some litter, and he was praying and he saw this man drop some litter. And as the, no, not pick up some litter, I should say. But as he picked up the litter, he was cursing the man, the people who dropped the litter. And he felt God saying to him, that's you. You do good works, but with the wrong heart. And that's possible. And he was drawn to Psalm 51, where it says, you taught me wisdom in that secret place. And I'm going to quote what he said in his email now. I was then truthful about my own inner self and could see that I was guilty of what God had shown me. I then was shown wisdom that it was this place of a person's inner self that God wants to get hold of. Well, of course that's true, isn't it? We know that. Because it's out of that place that our thinking and our behaviour, our actions are motivated from. So we've talked about prayer, let's talk about scripture. A couple of weeks ago I was talking to someone and I was encouraging them to read scripture. And I wasn't encouraging this person because it's the right thing to do, which of course it is the right thing to do. I was encouraging this person because it works. It really works. You know, I need several things in my life to live well. Water, food, and the Holy Scriptures, sleep. And we all take it for granted that we need water, food, and sleep, but we need the Holy Scriptures if we want to live well. If we want to live well. What do we get out of this daily habit of meeting, of praying and reading the Bible? We get to meet God. We meet with God. Now, you might feel like you've met with God on some of those occasions. On other occasions, you might feel like it's a bit empty, but you've still met with God. Do not be driven by your feelings. You've met with God. These experiences are healing. They bring wholeness and healing. They sanctify us, edify us. They make us more like Christ. They build resilience. If you want to be stronger and more able to face life, it starts with your relationship to God. Because you are weak, brothers and sisters. As I am weak, we need the Lord Jesus Christ. These times can be transformative. How often have I prayed about a situation and God either transforms the situation or he transforms me, gives me strength or wisdom to cope in that situation. We know his grace and mercy. He doesn't lie. His promises hold true. If you are not in the daily habit of reading your Bible and praying, you're missing out. And you don't miss what you don't know, do you? But be assured, you are missing out. It's a battle, isn't it? To pray daily and read the Bible, our Bibles, is a battle. Why is it a battle? Because someone knows, the enemy knows it works. I am convinced that you will say, let's go and read our Bible and pray, and he'll put a thought into our mind. To me it might be, have you checked the BBC website yet? You know, you just need to check the news. Or maybe it'll be, why don't you make yourself a cup of coffee first to go with that? He'll put thoughts into our minds because he knows it works. I was praying a few days ago, I think it was Friday, about a certain situation, which I won't go into, and I was getting nothing back at all. And as I reflected on this apparent nothingness, I felt my spirit was saying to me, just rest in it, trust it to the Lord. He's got this, leave it with him. That's what I felt I was getting in the silence. Yeah. And then the very next thing I did, I thought, well, I'll have a look at my daily reflection from Oswald Chambers. You heard of him? And do you know what it said? God's silence. Has God trusted you with his silence? Now, do you think that was a coincidence? I think that was a God incident. I think that was God affirming to me, saying, I've got this, Paul. Live in the silence. I've got it. Now, that would not have happened, would it, if I hadn't read the Bible and prayed? So, brothers and sisters, I finish with this. I encourage you to read your Bibles daily, to pray daily. If you do, you'll be much better prepared to traverse life in a way that glorifies your Father in heaven. And you'll be much better prepared for that day when you've got to give an account for yourself to him who knows everything and sees everything, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory. Amen. I have taken the time. There's lots of Bible notes over there. Yeah, and we've bought a few copies for today. So if you need some help reading the Bible, and I do, I use Bible notes, please take a copy. It simply gives a passage of Scripture, a reflection on the passage of Scripture, and a suggested prayer. And you can do that in 10 minutes. But God can do amazing things in 10 minutes, can't he? Let's worship the Lord.
Collection will be taken during this song.
died, Christ will hold me fast. Justice has been satisfied, He will hold me fast. Raised with Him to endless life, He will hold me fast. Till our faith is turned to sight, when He comes at last, He will hold.
Please sit for our prayers.
Let us bring our prayers to the Lord. Let us pray. Most merciful Father, we thank you for our church fellowship here, our Christian family. You call us to be a caring community, reflecting in our lives and relationships your own infinite care and boundless love for us, your children. Help us to fulfill our calling as the body of Christ on earth, by each recognizing the role you have given us and carrying it out to the best of our ability, being respectful of all other members of the body. Help us to be responsible in caring for the world around us and sharing the good news of your love with those who do not know you. Thank you that you empower us by your Holy Spirit to live and work in a way that is pleasing to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Heavenly Father, we pray for our nation, especially for councils, parliament, and the government. May they put aside private interest and prejudices. Bless them, Lord, with your spirit of humility and charity. May they seek to improve the condition of all the people they serve. May the government leave behind the various contentious issues they have tripped upon and model integrity in their lives. We pray for the budget. May it pay attention to the needs of the poor and the vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, it's hard not to be concerned about the events we see depicted on the world news. Help us to realise that your plan for this world and for mankind is gradually working out. May we be able to trust that you have all things in hand and you see the end from the beginning. For Scripture tells us that before your second coming, the world will suffer famines, plagues, wars, earthquakes, lawlessness, and wickedness. We pray for all those in our world who suffer from natural disasters, like the recent flooding in parts of this country and the dreadful hurricanes in Florida. Our hearts go out to all those living in war zones like Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran. Please ease the impending humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Let us spend a moment before the Lord now, praying in our hearts for some aspect of current world news. Thank you, Lord, that we are not speaking to one who is far off, but rather to one whose love is all around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, light of the world, give light and life to those who struggle along through life in any kind of darkness, whether brought on by illness or depression, by stress or bereavement, even the activity of the evil one in their lives. Let us remember them in our hearts before the Lord in a moment of silence. And from our prayer board, we are asked to pray for Mike Winter, Alison Teague, Judy, Yvette Brittle, Bruce, Daphne, Peter Shepherd, Judith, Lizzie, and James Fisher, Pat, Bethany, Avril, Helen, Tootsie's dad, and Barbara Duffin. Lord Jesus, you were there at creation when light was created and then separated from the darkness. Bring your light, your peace, your renewal into the lives of those we have mentioned before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Let us give thanks and praise the Lord. It is right to praise you, Almighty God and everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son. For when he humbled himself to come among us in human flesh, he fulfilled the plan made before the creation of the world, to open for us a way to salvation, confident that your promise will be fulfilled. We now watch for the day when Christ our Lord will return in glory. We praise you, Father, that on the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them all and said, "Drink this. This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, with this bread and this cup, we remember that our Lord offered up his life for us. Send now, we pray, that through your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. As our Saviour taught us, let us pray.
Sin against us. Lead us not into temptation. Father God, we thank you for what we have received. Having received from Christ, help us live pure lives for your glory. Amen.
Amen. Now let us stand and join together in our final song of worship. Water, you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind.
Water, you turn into wine. Open the
Father, thank you that you have revealed your love to us today. We invite you to send us out from here in the power of the Holy Spirit. Fan into flame the gifts that you have given us. Come, reveal your grace and truth to us each day. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please do join us next door. But unless someone helps, there might not be any tea and coffee because there's no one actually in position to do that as yet. So any volunteers, greatly appreciated.
Also, just a quick reminder, it is Quest Family this afternoon if anybody wants to come along. And for the young people and for the Quest leaders, if you want communion, we've reserved some.
Oh,